KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 64 degrees, KSL's top story is breaking news on KSL. We're just learning from fire crews in Bluffdale that a man trapped under concrete slabs at a concrete supplier has died. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera, he's live on the scene. He's going to bring us an update here. Eric?
Jeff, I'm out here at Olympic Precast, like you said, a maker of concrete. And I had to travel down an unpaved road to get to it. And it's a very somber scene here. There are families gathered on site that appear distraught. And I spoke with Bluffdale Fire Chief Matt Evans for everything we know so far.
Yeah, our crews were called at approximately 12:45 to an industrial accident here at the Olympus Precast. And upon arrival, we were informed that some big cement slabs had fallen on a victim, and at that time we had determined that he was terminally and deceased. And so then right now it's just under investigation, and we'll see what happens after that.
So just like Chief Evans said, it's unknown at this time what went wrong or how this happened, but as details emerge, I'll bring them to you as soon as I hear. Reporting live from Bluffdale, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 401. This all went down at a St. George restaurant. A girl telling police that a woman said her skirt was too short, and the woman yanked the girl's skirt down. The woman is now facing criminal charges for sexual battery. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, the aftermath of this encounter was posted on social media in a video taken by a friend of the girl. In it, the woman says she works for the state and will call CPS on the girl. It's not totally clear, though, if she does work for the state. We are working to confirm that detail, but we do know the woman called 911 after the encounter. She complained to police that the video was actually jeopardizing her safety. She confessed to police that she had pulled the skirt down and said that she didn't touch the girl. But then the girl called the next day and filled out a police report. The woman is facing a sexual battery charge. Many people online have named her, calling for her to lose her job. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 402. A former U.S. president is coming to speak in Salt Lake City next month.
America's 43rd president, George W. Bush, will speak as the special guest at the Zions Bank Crossroads of the World International Trade Summit on May 23rd at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake. Bush will speak alongside other global experts, but if you're hoping to get a ticket, the event is invitation only. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considering whether presidents should have total immunity from prosecution. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the justices hearing oral arguments on former President Trump's claims of full immunity. Justice Samuel Alito argued that opening up a president to prosecution could endanger democracy.
Will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Attorneys conceding at one point to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson that charges touching on Mr. Trump's private acts may not be covered.
There's sufficient allegations in the indictment, in the government's view, that fall into the private acts bucket that the case should be allowed to proceed.
Correct.
The court, however, appears ready to return the case to a lower court for consideration. The former president didn't appear before the high court. He was in a New York City courtroom hearing more testimony in his hush money trial involving Stormy Daniels. For the first time today, jurors heard the adult film star mentioned during testimony. Manhattan prosecutors say they will do everything they can to retry disgraced movie executive Harvey Weinstein. An appeals court today dismissed his sex crimes case. Advocates like Ashley Judd are blasting the decision.
This is what it's like to be a woman in America.
The appeals court ruled the trial judge allowed testimony about prior non-charge acts. Weinstein will remain behind bars on a California rape conviction. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the homeowners of that holiday house blown up by old dynamite this week. Neighbors tell KSL-TV that the man who owned the dynamite passed away several months ago, leaving his wife with no knowledge about the explosives.
I really feel bad for his wife and what she's going to have to go through. I mean, have to start all over again.
Several homes in the area had damage to their windows and doors after the explosion, a controlled explosion, and some residents say they may have to pay out of pocket for the fix because home insurance won't help them. A man convicted in the murder of a man he stabbed and pushed out of a moving truck will do at least 30 years in prison. A Utah judge ordered his two sentences of 15 to life served concurrently. Mario Corretto Morales pleaded guilty to the murder of Cesar Martinez back in February. A second defendant, Raul Cortez, is due back in court in June. KSL News Time 4:05. First look traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
A new accident for Davis County drivers. This is northbound Redwood Road at Center Street in North Salt Lake. They are blocking a right lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. The NFL draft is tonight, and I have a secret about the way the draft really works. Seriously, stay right here. My minute is next.